You're listening to CJNU's 8th Annual Pledge Drive. Help keep your radio station on the air. Call the pledge line now at 204-410-2700. Because with your help, the best is yet to come.
Hey there, it's 10 o'clock in the city of Winnipeg, and you are still tuned in to the CJNU House Party here on 93.7 FM.
This is CJNU 93.7 FM. If you enjoy the variety of programming you hear on Winnipeg's Home of Nostalgia, help sustain our future by making a donation now during our 8th annual Pledge Weekend. Give us a call at 204-410-2700 or visit us online at cjnu.ca. With your help, the best is yet to come.
Yes, you are tuned in for the fifth hour of the CJNU House Party. I am scintillating Scott. Vic, you are.
I'm dazed and confused. They call me Vicious Vic.
Rod?
Well, I guess I'm Rockin' Rod.
Rock and Rollers?
Over here is Big Hair Rick.
Ravishing Rick.
The Ravishing Rick.
We are your pilots of the airwaves. We are your regular Saturday night companions. Of course, from regular 6 to 8 would be Rick Sugar's Under the Cover program. From 8 to 10 is Vic and Rod and the Vinyl Vault, uncovering some of the hottest stacks of wax to be found just about anywhere. And of course, I take you through from 10 till midnight, usually, with Polyester Dreams. Now, we kicked off the top of the hour with Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. That was Grant Patterson wanted to hear that song. He was just in the studio with us a little while ago, and he wanted to hear December 1963. We've got another request. I believe this was for Lorne Kearns, right?
And he wanted to hear an upbeat Beatles song.
He wanted to hear an upbeat Beatles song.
And it doesn't get much more upbeat than this.
It does not. Here's Ticket to Ride.
We'd like to thank Maureen Scurfield for her generous donation. She's an acquaintance of Rod and myself.
Yeah, actually, we play poker with her sons.
Yeah, Dan and Stacy.
Yeah.
Haven't seen her in a little while. I'm looking forward to seeing you again soon, Maureen. She wanted to hear a song from Redbone.
So this is Come and Get Your Love.
CJNU would like to thank the Alzheimer's Society of Manitoba, Carefree Concierge, Creating Smiles Dental Centre, Heavenly Care Agency, the Manitoba Financial Services Agency, the Manitoba Association of Senior Centres, the Red River X, Seasons Funeral Home, Toastmasters, Variety, the Children's Charity of Manitoba, and Zoom Phone for their support throughout the past year.
Play an important role in the growth of your community nostalgia station, CJNU 93.7 FM. Call our pledge line now at 204-410-2700.
Did you know that CJNU broadcasts on average 17 hours a day of locally produced programming? CJNU, it sounds like Winnipeg and your voice in the community.
You know, guys, something I mentioned earlier, but it can always bear repeating because this makes the pledging a lot easier. You can split them up into monthly payments. So instead of a $60 payment, which might sound like a lot of money to a lot of people, and it does, $5 a month.
Absolutely.
You go to Starbucks, you spend more than that before you even walk in the store.
Get a $5.
You know? Yeah. I mean, a pledge of $125, that's only $11 a month. $11 a month, that's what... 30 cents a day, right?
Absolutely. You know, and $11 a month to keep this kind of fantastic music on Winnipeg
exactly,
Radio.
Exactly, yeah. And I mean, we split the money out during the year anyway, so whether you give it all in one chunk or give it to us over a monthly payment, we love it. We love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think we've got a little something from Rick. Rick, I believe you've got a Joe Cocker, a tasty Joe Cocker song.
When anybody does a Leonard Cohen song, Leonard Cohen is probably the most unique artist Canada's ever seen. You know it's a Leonard Cohen song, first of all, but when he does it so much differently than everybody else. Here's Joe Cocker's take on First We Take Manhattan.
Above mark on my skin.
Well, up now, we've got something that we hope that you are doing at this time of night. This was a song that I played during, I don't know whether any of you remember when we did the CGNU 80s night a little bit earlier on in the year, but I've dragged this one out of storage. Here's the Canadian, the Pucca Orchestra with Listen to the Radio. Nice.
And creep into the room. Throw off your coat, pick up the post, put a coffee on. Lie down on the bed, lay back your head, smoke a cigarette. Double feature, black and white, bitter tears and taxi to the club. Find a bar, avoid a fight, show your papers, be polite, walking home with nowhere else to go.
You know, on our show, the I can't even remember if it's on the Vinyl Museum or the Vinyl Vault. I think it's on the Vinyl Museum that we do a thing called Killer Bees. And you know, we got guys in the studio here. Let's all give a big bee buzz for this, okay? So what Killer Bees are they're B-sides to big hits. And usually the Killer Bee is just as good and sometimes better than the big hit. I love this song. Interesting enough, this was a B-side to three different Neil Young songs. It was the B-side to The Loner, it was the B-side to Cinnamon Girl, and it was the B-side to Heart of Gold. He just wouldn't give up on it. He wrote the song when he was 19, when he was living in Winnipeg, when he was still with the Squires, and it's one of my favorite Neil Young songs. This is Sugar Mountain. Thank you.
sugar mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon. It's so noisy at the fair, but all your friends are there. And the candy floss you had, and your mother and your dad. Oh, to live on Sugar Mountain with the barkers and the colored balloons. You can't be 20 on Sugar Mountain, though you're thinking that you're leaving there too soon. You're leaving there too soon.
This is Adam Glynn, station manager at CJNU. Did you ever wonder where the dollars you donate go? Running a community radio station, even one which is powered almost entirely by volunteers, is an expensive business. Our members, advertisers and community sponsors all do their part, but it's only thanks to direct listener support that we're able to balance the books. Who would have thought that telephone lines, broadcast lines, web streaming and data transmission would cost in excess of $10,000 a year? It's only thanks to your support that we're able to keep CJNU on the air. So on behalf of all of us here, thank you for sustaining us during our pledge weekend.
Well, let's have a look at the weather and see what's going on. I don't think much has changed with the forecast. They're still saying it's going to be mainly cloudy tonight with a low of zero. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy. Winds are going to be coming from the east at 20, gusting to 40 late in the afternoon. We're still looking for a high of 6. Right now in the city of Winnipeg, though, we have dropped a couple of degrees. It's 2 degrees Celsius out there. The conditions, however, are mainly clear. We finally started to close out on some of those clouds. Humidity's up to 77%, and the winds are east-northeast at 9 kilometers an hour.
This is CJNU 93.7 FM. If you enjoy the variety of programming you hear on Winnipeg's Home of Nostalgia, help sustain our future by making a pledge now during our 8th annual Pledge Weekend. Call our pledge line at 204-410-2700 or visit us online at cjnu.ca. With your help, the best is yet to come.
Let me ask you a question.
Well, I have been, we've been here in the studio since 6 o'clock, but I personally have been here since 11:30 this morning. I, of course, helped out Scott Best with his The Best Is Yet to Come. They had been promoting it all week. So I was here with Scott Best. We did 2 hours. Vic?
How are you feeling right now?
He's looking giddy.
It has been a long day for me, but you know what? I'm still comfortably numb. Here's Pink Floyd.
Well, that can only mean one thing. It's time for cartoons. And we're going to start off with a song from, of all people,
Robert Mitchum.
Robert Mitchum.
Yep. Huh?
And Robert Mitchum was the star of a 1957 movie about bootleggers called Thunder Road. And now, this whole little segment here, both songs are about roads. So here's The Ballad of Thunder Road with Robert Mitchum.
And he wrote this song, too.
And he wrote this song, too.
There we go. Here we go.
Let me tell the story. I can tell it all. About the mountain boy who ran illegal alcohol. His daddy made the whiskey, son he drove the load. When his engine roared, they called the highway Thunder Road. Sometimes into Asheville, sometimes Memphis town. The revenuers chased him, but they couldn't run him down. Each time they thought they had him, his engine would explode. He'd go by like they were standing still on Thunder Road.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine, twice the devil's thirst.
The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. On the 1st of April, 1954, the federal man sent word he'd better make his run no more. He said 200 agents were covering the state. Whichever road he tried to take, they'd get him sure his fate. Son, his daddy told him, make this run your last. Your tank is filled with 100 proof, you're all tuned up and gassed. Now don't take any chances. If you can't get through, I'd rather have you back again than pull that Mountain Dew.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was
moonshine, moonshine to quench the devil's thirst. The law they swore they'd get him, but the devil got him first. Roaring out of Harlan, revving up his mill, he shot the gap at Cumberland and screamed by Maynardville. With G-Man on his taillight, roadblocks up ahead, the mountain boy took roads that even angels feared to tread. Blazing right through Knoxville, out on Kingston Pike, then right outside of Bearden, there they made the fatal strike. He left the road at 90, that's all there is to say. The devil got the moonshine and the mountain boy that day.
And there was thunder, thunder over Thunder Road.
Thunder was his engine and white lightning was his load.
And there was moonshine, moonshine to quench the devil's thirst.
The law they never got him, 'cause the devil got him first. Law they never got him, 'cause the devil got him first.
Thunder, thunder, thunder.
Cartoons. Our next song up is a song that it's been done by a number of people back in the early 60s. I remember hearing Nat King Cole's version of this song. I think my favorite version might be the Rolling Stones version of it because I love the way they mix the song around. And it's about another road in the U.S. that's quite the road to travel. I've been down it, but Scott, I hear it's on your bucket list.
It's definitely on my... I've only got a couple of more years to go until I retire, and one of my post-retirement trips that I've got planned with my wife is I want to go all the way from Chicago to L.A. or as much as you still can.
It's the road that's the best.
It's
it kind of chops every now and then. And that, but this was written by Bobby Troup, who, if you ever watched the show Emergency, he was the doctor on the show, and his wife, Julie London, who's a singer, she was on the show as well with him. But this is Route 66 by the Rolling Stones.
Alrighty.
Take CJNU would like to thank the Assiniboia Chamber of Commerce, Cerebral Palsy Manitoba, Eagles Bingo, the Health Sciences Centre Foundation, the Canadian Hard of Hearing Association, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, Oakwood Roofing, Riverwood Square, Slices Pizza, and United Way Winnipeg for their support throughout the past year.
Play an important role in the growth of your community nostalgia station, CJNU 93.7 FM. Call our pledge line now at 204-410-2700.
Did you know that Bob Nolan, born in Winnipeg in 1908, was a founding member of the country western group The Sons of the Pioneers, along with a certain Leonard Sly, who went on to become none other than Roy Rogers? A moment in history brought to you by CJNU, your voice in the community.
Hey, thanks for staying with us. And I want to update you on some pledge stuff. Now, remember, we keep repeating that 410 number, but our helpers have all gone home for the evening, but we're still here rocking out. So make sure that if you phone us, you're going to phone us on the studio phone, 204-942-2568. Don't forget to press 1 or do your pledge on our website. That's cjnu.ca. Now, did you know that when you make a pledge of any amount during our 8th annual pledge drive, you'll automatically be entered in for a chance to win some incredible prize packages? So in addition to fabulous daily draws, all pledges received up to and including November the 15th, and that's still a couple of weeks away, will be eligible to win one of four grand prizes. Now, one of those grand prizes is two season tickets to the Winnipeg Gold Eyes. Now, wouldn't that be nice? But I especially want to plug the CJNU House Party Prize. It's over $200, and that's going to get you a book, Grain Elevators, The Beacons of the Prairies by Chris Attrell, a latte set, a gift card from Safeway or Sobeys, a gift card from Silver Heights Restaurant, and they do make some fine burgers down at Silver Heights Restaurant, a gift card from High Tea Bakery, and from Decadence Chocolates. You can get a gift card from them, too, for those of you like me who have a sweet tooth. Plus, you get a couple of tickets to the Winnipeg Symphony Orchestra. How about that, guys?
That's quite a pack.
Yeah, it is quite a pack.
Pretty impressive.
Just for us.
If you donate tonight, you absolutely
are. Well,
you know
what? I might have to give it back because they'll say it was fixed.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Well, you never know. These draws are drawn in the weekdays.
That's
so,
right,
You know?
So that looks pretty enticing, though.
It sure is.
Betcha. Yeah. So remember to give us a phone call, 204-942-2568. A little bit earlier on, we mentioned that we are your pilot of the airwaves. Well, here's Charlie Doerr with a song of the same name.
Pilot of the airwaves, here is my request. You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me. Chasing sleep. People say I'm
Well, it's getting to be that time of the night, and I've got a little bit of thirst on. I think it's time for a double shot of Rick.
I'm pouring the ice cubes into the glass as we speak. Here's a song. Now, when I do my research, you know, I love to dig these songs out for you. This is about as far apart as you can get on the musical spectrum. Carl Perkins did the original. It's called Blue Suede Shoes. Here's Jimi Hendrix with his version. What do you think of that? That's something else, you know.
That was amazing.
27-year-old dies, and we lose one of the greatest musicians of all time. But man, he put some great stuff together before his passing. To take on a Carl Perkins song, which is a classic, and so much of a departure from the original. I just had to bring that one in tonight. Going to step on some Led Zeppelin toes again. Of fans out there, I know you. If you're a Led Zeppelin fan, it's sacrilegious to cover a Led Zeppelin song, but here's Sheryl Crow doing her best to keep up with the boys. Here's Jamaica.
You don't have to.
You're listening to CJNU's 8th Annual Pledge Drive. Help keep your radio station on the air. Call the pledge line now at 204-410-2700.